So finally, the big trade deal between India and the United States might actually happen in just 24 to 48 hours. Yes, after months of back and forth, high pressure tactics and hard negotiations, both countries have reached the finish line for what they are calling a mini trade deal. But before we talk about what's in the deal, let me take you back a bit. Because this story is not just about trade. It's about pressure, politics, and a whole lot of push and pull between two of the world's biggest economies. A few months ago, President Trump basically told India and many other countries, you have got until July 9th to sign a trade deal or face massive tariffs. We are talking 26% extra on top of the normal rates. And just like that, the clock started ticking. The message was loud and clear, take it or leave it. But India did not panic. In fact, India stood firm. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal made it clear, we don't do trade deals on deadlines. We talk when it's fair, mature and in our national interest. Now that is classic India style, not afraid to say no when something doesn't feel right. Back in April 2025, Trump had already announced a 10% baseline tariff on imports from around the world. Some countries were even threatened with rates as high as 50 to 70%. But he gave everyone a 90-day pause, a window to come forward and make a deal. That pause, it ends on July 9th. That is why there is a mad rush now. Everyone's trying to avoid falling off the tariff cliff. And Trump's latest move, he says he signed letters to 12 countries, warning them about the new tariff rates starting from August 1st, unless they cooperate. He didn't name the countries, but we all know India is on the list. Now let's talk about the actual mini trade deal that is expected to be signed soon. India has negotiated hard to protect its small business and exporters, especially in sectors like textiles, leather and gems and jewelry. In return, India is likely to give some space to the United States in limited agricultural products like pecan nuts and blueberries. But India has drawn a clear red line. No touching of wheat, rice, maize, dairy or genetically modified crops. Why? Because these are sensitive sectors, especially dairy, which supports millions of farmers across India. It's not just about trade, it's about people's livelihoods, culture and tradition. This mini deal is just step one. The real action begins after July 9th. When both sides are expected to start talks on full-scale bilateral trade agreement. But make no mistake, India is negotiating from a position of strength. No bending under pressure, no rushing into deals. India is saying, we are open to trade, but only when it works for both sides. And that's the story. A tale of two nations, two world powers, walking the tightrope between cooperation and competition.